Have you ever wondered what finally brings someone back to the faith? Today you'll hear real stories from our viewers. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's stories from our viewers may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you'll find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. A little while back, I asked you, my dear viewers, what was the thing that brought you back to the faith? Well, you answered, and today I'd like to share some of these touching stories with all of you. The first testimony comes from Nell, who shared, "My spiritual journey began when my sister, a convert to the faith, we were raised without faith, asked me to buy her a book on Eucharistic miracles for her birthday. When it arrived, I read it. There was a reoccurring miracle which was due to happen in a couple of days. Sure enough, it was reported in a one-column back page of our local newspaper, which made me realize their real presence and taught me that the Catholic faith was the true faith. I had, soon after my marriage in a Protestant church, asked God to let me know which faith was the one He started, as there are now so many. He answered my prayer and gave me a great devotion to His presence in the Most Holy Sacrament." Isn't that remarkable? She asked God sincerely which church He had founded, and the answer came through the Eucharist, through something reported in a small corner of a local newspaper. The Eucharistic miracles really do confirm what the Catholic Church has always proclaimed: Christ is truly present. Thank you, Nell, for sharing that with us. But not every return to the faith begins with a book on miracles or an intellectual realization. Sometimes it begins in a hospital room in heartbreak. A viewer wrote, "I was born Catholic. My father was Catholic and my mother Protestant. I never really connected with my Catholic faith until, as an adult, I gave birth to a stillborn son in a Catholic hospital. I was totally devastated, and my heart was shattered. I shared a room with an older Catholic woman who consoled me and shared with me about Saint Gerard Majella, the patron saint of childbirth, children, and pregnant women. She gave me a medal of Saint Gerard. It took me a long time of grieving, but now I see that losing my baby saved my soul, as it woke me up. That woman in my hospital room could have been an angel. To this day, I am now 73 years old. I thank God for being Catholic, and I ask our little one in heaven to pray for me and his brothers and sisters. God bless you all." Sometimes God does not remove the cross. Sometimes He allows it to become the very thing that brings us closer to Him. Thank you for sharing something so personal with us. The ways God draws people back are so different. For some, it is suffering. For others, it is a moment of unexpected clarity. A viewer named Peter shared this, "I found myself lost at the age of about 22. I was an atheist then. My life plan, such as it was, basically one of pride, had fallen apart. And walking up behind Buckingham Palace on a cloudy day, I simply said to God, 'I wish you did exist.' And suddenly He did. Circumstances unrolled in a quick succession, leading me to ask for catechism. And here I am, almost 50 years later, watching your videos." When we sincerely ask for God, doors open that we didn't even know existed. And if we allow Him, He can change the course of our lives. Thank you, Peter, for sharing. Padre Pio knew this. He knew that when a soul sincerely sought God, God would respond. During his lifetime, countless people experienced conversion, and it continues even today often just through hearing his stories. We know this because, through this apostle alone, we have received more than 400 conversion testimonies. That is why some choose to walk with us as protected children of Padre Pio, helping this content continue to reach those who still may be searching. But you are not forgotten. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this channel. It's about placing your own life under his spiritual care. Your name, your family, and your deepest intentions are remembered in regular holy masses. A blessed image of Saint Padre Pio and a certificate of participation serve as quiet signs that you belong to a praying spiritual family. You do not have to walk this road alone. If your heart is seeking that steadiness, take that step today. Place yourself under his care through the link below. Now, before we close, I want to share one more testimony with you. This one is longer, but it's worth every word. It's a testament to the fruits of an unwavering commitment to prayer. It comes from a viewer named Terry. Listen to this. I would like to share a story about my mother and father, who lived in Western Australia. They married in Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception Church in Kew, Victoria, Australia. I was born on 4th November 1950, and sometime before that, my father stopped going to Mass. For 34 years, and after 9 children, he never attended Mass. From our earliest memories, Mom would kneel us children down, when Dad was not around, and have us say a particular prayer. God, please grant Dad the gift of faith. 33 years passed. We children were grown, with families of our own. On rare occasions, we would ring home to Mom and Dad. In the course of conversation, Mom would always say, "Don't forget to ask God to grant Dad the gift of faith." We would usually reply, "Mom, it's too late." And Mom would always say, "God answers all our prayers." "Yeah, right, Mom," we would think. After about 33 years of marriage, Dad went for an eye operation. During the procedure, he stopped breathing, and the two doctors had to revive him. When he returned home, he was a different person, much more placid and patient. He told Mom, "I had a strange experience. It was a near-death experience." He said he had traveled down a long tunnel towards a bright light. There, he saw his brother, his mother, and those who loved him. But then he said, "They made me come back." Here I would like to add that Dad's mother had been killed in 1941 by a drunk driver. She was the mother of 12 children. Dad was 14 years old at the time. He always seemed to carry a chip on his shoulder. After this experience, he told Mom he was sorry for all his sins against her. He asked if she could gather a few of his children, as he needed to ask their forgiveness as well. Mom later told us that when Dad apologized to her, he recalled each individual offense. He would say things like, "I am sorry for this," or "I am sorry for that time when I..." Dad then asked to be taken to St. Paul's Church in Three Springs to see the parish priest and make his first confession since their wedding. Dad lived one more year, a year without alcohol, a year of declining health. Yes, Mom, God does answer all our prayers in his own time. Regards, Terry. Thank you, Terry, and thank you to all of you who shared your stories with us. If any of you watching has a story to share, we'd love to hear it. Feel free to share it in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.